Welcome, Chiefs fans, to another episode of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm the host, Jason Thomas, and I'm also a blogger at arrowheadfanatic.com. And it's Cleveland Browns week, so let's get started. So if you just looked at the records of these two teams, the Chiefs are 7-1, the Browns are 2-5-1. It looks like a pretty lopsided matchup, even though the Chiefs are traveling to Cleveland to play this game. But there is some intrigue here because Cleveland fired Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley after the game last week. And I had to smile when they did that because I thought Hugh Jackson was going to bite it and Todd Haley would get to stay. I'm not a Todd Haley fan at all. I think he's ridden the coattails of some really good players to get where he is. And he basically blows balls. So the Browns will be coming into this week with a new head coach. And that's their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, who's stepping in the interim. You've probably heard the name Greg Williams. He's bounced around the league quite a bit. He's a respected defensive coordinator. And he's really well known for Bounty Gate, where he got suspended for a full year from the NFL because he was paying his defensive players to injure the offensive opponents they were playing each week. And then they've also got a new offensive coordinator, and they promoted their running backs coach, Freddie Kitchens, and he's going to be calling his first NFL game this Sunday. So nobody really knows what to expect from these coaches. Can Greg Williams get this team fired up in a way they haven't been fired up before? And can this new offensive play caller call some plays to utilize Baker Mayfield a little bit better and show some things that surprise this Chiefs defense? And then there's also the intrigue of Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes playing each other again. They both went to Texas Tech. Mayfield was actually the guy that Mahomes stayed with on his recruiting trip to Texas Tech. And of course, Baker Mayfield left Texas Tech and became Oklahoma's quarterback and was very successful there. While Mahomes backed up Davis Webb, Webb got hurt. Mahomes was able to step in as a freshman, and then everything's history from there. Webb ended up transferring and was also drafted by the Giants as a third-round pick. Of course, he's since been cut and has moved on to a different team. But Texas Tech was loaded with quarterbacks for a short period of time. I mentioned that Mayfield and Mahomes had played each other before in college. And in 2016, they played one of the greatest college games of all time, one of the greatest offensive college games of all time. The two teams combined for 1,279 passing yards, and Oklahoma defeated Texas Tech 66-59. But in that game, Baker Mayfield was 27 of 36 for 545 yards and 7 touchdowns. Mahomes was 52 of 88 for 734 yards passing and 819 total yards, and he had 5 total touchdowns. And to make that even just a little bit more amazing, Mahomes had dislocated his shoulder 3 weeks earlier, had to get a shot before the game to numb it because he was in so much pain. They said it was a very painful shoulder separation. And so he goes into this game, falls early in the game, and broke his left wrist, came over to the sideline, had it wrapped up, finished the game without telling anybody that he had broken his wrist. So he shattered just about every record for a passer in college for a single game with the broken left arm. And, you know, the legend of Patrick Mahomes started way before he arrived in Kansas City. And it's kind of fun to dig up some of the amazing stories that he produced earlier in his life. And that's something that we'll get to enjoy as Kansas City Chiefs fans going forward, looking back at his past and seeing all the amazing things that he's going to do in the future. All right, getting back to this game, The Browns are ranked 24th in points scored. The offense hasn't truly clicked very much yet. They're ranked 30th on converting third downs, and they're just 18th in the red zone. So there's a couple areas they really struggle. And then, you know, the Chiefs are very good at stopping teams on third down. So that looks like a matchup that could favor the Chiefs if the Browns offense continues to kind of do what they have so far this year. Baker Mayfield is only 1-4 as a starter, but he's kind of had some bad luck. Some of his receivers have been hurt. There's been all of the coaching stuff going on behind the scenes. And he's been sacked an average of 4 times per start so far. He's got 20 sacks against them this season. And the Chiefs, of course, have sacked the opposing quarterback 24 times. They're one of the top teams in the league. So Mayfield could be in for a very long day. And if you look at his stats, Mayfield's only completing about 58% of his passes. And he's going to have to do better than that in this one if they want to have much of a shot. The Browns are starting a new running back the last game or two. It's rookie Nick Chubb. I really liked him coming out of Georgia. He's a bigger guy, runs hard, had a horrific injury his junior year at Georgia, had to come back from that. And I think he's just now getting fully healthy again. But once, you know, the Browns traded Carlos Hyde to the Jaguars, the job was his. And it's a little bit scary from the Chiefs' perspective because the Chiefs' defense is the worst in the league against the run, giving up 5.4 yards per carry. And Nick Chubb by himself is averaging 6.1 yards per carry. So he's kind of a big play waiting to happen, and he's a bigger back at the same time. So that's going to be a good test for this Chiefs defense, that, you know, to see if they can slow him down. The Cleveland receivers, you know, are a good bunch, but there's nobody that really just scares you out of this group. They're led by Jarvis Landry, who already has 94 targets on the season, but he's only caught 49 of those. So, you know, the connection just really hasn't been there. He's not catching a high percentage of the passes. And then right behind him is David Njoku, the tight end. He's got 31 receptions on 52 targets. And then behind him is Antonio Callaway with 48 targets and 21 receptions. Once again, not catching a very high percentage of his passes. They do also have Rashard Higgins, who's missed some games. He's had some injuries, but he is averaging over 15 yards per catch on his 16 receptions. So he's kind of their big play guy, and he's somebody to keep an eye on in this one. And of course, Cleveland has a really good third down running back in Duke Johnson. He's got 20 receptions on the year, but he had a monster year last year. And there's no reason why he shouldn't get a bigger workload as this offense continues to evolve and improve. The Browns don't have a really strong special teams unit, so the Chiefs should have a pretty large advantage come Sunday. The Browns' longest return this season is actually a 33-yard punt return by Jabril Peppers. And even though they've returned a whole bunch of kickoffs, their long is just 31 yards. So if the Chiefs take care of business on returns, they shouldn't have much of an issue with the explosiveness of the returners. And then as far as the kicker goes, right now they have Greg Joseph. He's been their kicker for most of this season. And he's made 10 of 12 field goals and 6 of 8 extra points. So kind of an average kicker, probably not quite in the same level as Harrison Butker. And then kind of a fun matchup is that Britton Colquitt is the punter for the Browns, the brother of the Chiefs punter, Dustin Colquitt. So they'll once again get to face each other. Britton was the longtime punter for the Denver Broncos, so it's kind of fun when these guys can play each other again. Now, the Browns defense, uses a philosophy very similar to the Chiefs, in that they don't care that much if they give up yards, but they want to pressure the quarterback and they want to get turnovers, and they've actually been good at both. Even with this, the Browns defense really hasn't been that successful. And their stats are eerily similar to the Chiefs. I'm going to run through a few of these, starting with the bad stats. The Browns have given up 210 points on the season. The Chiefs have given up 205. The Browns have given up 3,316 yards. The Chiefs have given up 3,459. The Browns give up touchdowns 62.1% of the time in the red zone, and the Chiefs give up touchdowns 64.3% of the time. So they are very close with these numbers. I mean, they're just one or two spots different in the rankings on all these numbers. But the same goes for some of the good stats too. The Browns have created 22 turnovers. The Chiefs have created 12. There's a bit of a gap there, but you got to remember that the Chiefs only created 3 turnovers in their first 4 games. So they've been doing much better over the last 4-game period. Then the Browns have 20 sacks on the season, and the Chiefs have 24. And then on third downs, the Browns have only let opposing teams convert 35% of the time, and the Chiefs have only let opposing teams convert 34% of the time. So they're both really good on third down defense. Both these teams' defenses are do or die. They can hemorrhage points, but they can also make big plays. The top pass rusher for the Browns is last year's first overall pick, Myles Garrett, and he leads this team with 8 sacks and 15 quarterback hits. And that's also very similar to the Chiefs' D Ford, who also has 8 sacks, but he's got 1 more quarterback hit with 16. And then outside of Myles Garrett, the Browns have an interior defensive tackle named Larry Ogunjobi, who has 4 sacks. And then outside of that, the sacks kind of get spread out between a bunch of defensive players. Now, the Browns also have another star defensive player in their secondary, and he was a top 10 pick this season. His name's Denzel Ward, and he leads this team with 3 interceptions. But there are 7 different guys with interceptions on this Browns team, and they're just really good at intercepting the football. Ward had been great all year. He did struggle a little bit last week against Antonio Brown. He gave up 6 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns, which isn't terrible, but it's not great either. And if Tyreek Hill is close to 100%, any Chiefs fan will tell you he's, twice the receiver Antonio Brown thinks he is. And he should, be able to be in for a big day against this Cleveland Browns team. And I also feel like Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt might have some explosive plays this week because they're both from the Cleveland area. And, it's a home game for them. I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Browns 38-22. I think this Browns team has a lot of talent, but I think, with all the turmoil of, the coaches and the coaching changes, and I don't think the coaches that they put in place are really that great either. I think, Freddie Kitchens can get something going with Baker Mayfield, but I think the Browns will probably go a different direction next season, finding a head coach and at least developing their offense more into a faster paced, a college style offense, which is what Baker should excel at. And, one thing I would like to see out of this Chiefs defense is for them to keep generating pressure in this game. But the big thing for me is for them to be able to stop Nick Chubb. And be able to stop this running game of the Browns, because it's a little bit ridiculous watching the Chiefs linebackers sometimes. It does look like Dorian O'Daniel and Ben Neiman might get a chance to play quite a bit this Sunday. They're both rookies. I want to see how they flash and can stop a guy like Nick Chubb. And then on offense, I would like to see a turnover-free game from the Chiefs. We haven't had one since week 4. Mahomes has 6 interceptions over the last 4 games. That's not a bad omen or anything, but, you know, I'd like to see him get back on track, not turning the ball over. And this Cleveland team leads the NFL in turnovers. So this is a really good test for him because they're going to get some pressure on him. And their corners are ball hawks. So let's see Patrick Mahomes do what he does best and score touchdowns and not turn the ball over. And that's all I got, guys. Go Chiefs.